This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Taraweeh Reminder, day 26. We stopped last night talking about how can we change our 24/7 into acts of worship, into ibadah. And we were escorting the Prophet ﷺ from the moment he wakes up, and we're going to end up, inshallah, until he goes to bed, inshallah. Now, we talked about first thing he does, first dua he makes, then he goes to the washroom, enters with the left foot, and he would start the wudu. We said the dua before wudu, the dua after wudu. And last night we stopped at saying the dua when you look at the mirror. We say, Alhamdulillah, all praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ خَلْقِي, who created me in the best form. And then you're asking for what's more important. This is called external beauty. What's more important is the internal beauty, the akhlaq. Allahumma hassin khuluqi. Oh Allah, perfect my manners, my behavior, the same way you perfected my shape. Then what else would the Prophet ﷺ do? Let's see when he leaves the house and he's going to the masjid. So when you leave the house, you know, you're going out to the dunya. Remember this. When you go to any place which is good, the house or the masjid, you enter with the right foot. But when you leave to the dunya, when you go outside the house, when you go outside of the masjid, you leave with the left foot. So you leave the house with the left foot and you say, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What does that mean? Bismillah, we explained this like for almost like 2 hours. You can go back to the lecture. People would say, in the name of Allah, what does that mean? That's incomplete. If I say, in the name of Allah, okay, continue. What's in the name of Allah? What's next? But subhanAllah, Bismillah in the Arabic language means, I do everything for the sake of Allah. I do everything with the help of Allah. Even I eat, but the food may not give me energy. So this is why when we start eating, we say, Bismillah. Again, it doesn't just like literally meaning in the name of Allah. It means it's for the sake of Allah. It's by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I can do nothing. I'm starting with the name of Allah, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in everything that I do. And then I say, tawakkaltu ala Allah. I put my trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then I say, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. And there is no might, there is no power, there is no energy except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me to keep walking or to be able to drive the car. So this is very important. You know what happens when you make this dua? Allahu Akbar. Allah assigns an angel who will say this to you. Kufit wa wuqit wa tanahha anka shaytan fi dhalika al-yawm. This is very serious. You have to take these du'as as something part and parcel of your life. Because imagine when you're leaving your house, meaning what you're saying, understanding what you're saying, feeling what you're saying, Allah assigns you an angel. He will say, Kufit. You know, you said, I put my trust in Allah. Allah is sufficient for you. Wa wuqit, and you are protected that day. Allahu Akbar. Wa tanahha anka shaytan fi dhalika al-yawm. And shaytan will have no power over you that day. He will not be whispering. So I want you, when you go out of the house, try to memorize this dua. What's more important than memorizing the words and doing lip service? You have to feel them and mean them. Because Ali radiallahu anhu, one time, he passed by the man and the man was saying, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. And Ali radiallahu anhu said, Akhi, inna istighfaraka hada fi hajat al-istighfar. The man was saying, I seek Allah's forgiveness. But the way he was saying, it's like lip service, he's repeating. Ali said, Wallahi, the way you're saying Astaghfirullah needs you to do istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it's lip service, you're just like repeating without understanding. Same way, I was praying next to someone one time, and after the imam finished, he went like this. Done. I said, MashaAllah. You finished Qitam al-Salah? He said, man, like this is the express way. I said, MashaAllah. It took you about like maybe 10 seconds to say SubhanAllah 33 times. What's the meaning of SubhanAllah? He said, SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah, ya akhi. Ya'ani falsafa. I'm just saying SubhanAllah. It's not philosophy. I said, what does it mean? He said, I have no idea. Do you know? I said, I can share you what my teacher taught me. He said, go ahead. I said it means تنزيه لله عز وجل عن كل نقص. فلله عز وجل الكمال في أسمائه وصفاته وأفعاله. He said, listen, I don't understand that eloquent Arabic. Make it simple for me. Let me make it simple for you in English. When I say subhanAllah, I'm saying Allah is perfect in everything. And compare this to yourself. He is the creator. You are the creation. Do you need to sleep? Say yes or yes. Of course, because you get tired. Allah never gets tired. So Allah is perfect in that. Sometimes when you're too tired, you doze off. You go like this. Right? Allah said in Ayat al-Kursi, the greatest ayah in the Quran, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Allah is never overtaken by slumber or even deep sleep. But you do because you get tired. So Allah is perfect, but we are imperfect. You need a son. Why? To carry your name after you die. Or you might be so weak, you might not have an income, so he will help you as you helped him when he was young. But Allah is in no need. Allah as-samad. All his creation need him, but he doesn't need his creation. So when I say Allah is al-ghani, also Allah is in no need, but you and I are in need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hakim. You might have some wisdom, I might have some wisdom, but Allah is the source of all wisdom. Allah is the all-wise. You might have some knowledge, I might have some knowledge, but Allah is al-alim. He has all the knowledge, he's the all-knowing. So you see, that's what I mean by Allah is perfect in all of his names, acts and attributes. Now, this is why you will be amazed in the Quran, and you need to ask this question. Why is it when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about his actions in the Quran, he uses the plural? Go and check the Quran. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. This is ayah 16 in surah number 50, surah Qaf. Allah is saying, and indeed, we have created man. He said, we. Somebody told me, ha ha, stop here. You are always attacking the Trinity. You're saying we. Isn't that plural? I said, yes, Mr. Ignorant. It's the royal we, not the plural we. What do you mean? When the queen talks, what pronoun does she use? She said, we the queen. Is she more than one? No, this is out of royalty, out of majesty. So who is the queen compared to Allah who created her? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we out of majesty, not the plural we. This is why it tells you that whatever Allah is mentioning in the plural sense, it means this is an action that no one can do except Allah. Allah said, وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُ. Allah knows what goes on in your mind now. Right? SubhanAllah, sometimes you're sitting in front of someone and he's smiling. That's what he shows you. But what's in his heart? He might be cursing you. He can't even stand looking at you. Who knows what's in his heart? Only Allah. Allah said, وَنَحْنُ, again, and we are closer to him than the jugular vein. What does that mean? Is Allah here? Is Allah here with every one of you? No. Allah is everywhere through his knowledge. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, as he told us. Surah number 20, Surah Taha, ayah number 5. الرحمن على العرش استوى. We have seven skies, seven heavens, and then on top of that there is water, and then there is the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is there. Who told us this? Allah. Some people say, no, you can't limit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a space or hold on. Who said that? It's not me. This is why Imam Malik said, Al istiwa ma'lum. Wal kayf majhul. Allah said, Ar-Rahman al-Arsh istawa. I can't deny that because Allah told me. How? We don't know. وَالْإِيمَانُ بِهِ وَاجِبُ. To believe in that, it's an obligation because Allah said that. وَالسُّؤَالُ عَنْهُ بِدْعَةٌ. And to ask about it, it's an innovation because the Prophet didn't ask, the Sahaba didn't ask. So we take it the way it is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ. Why? Why did Allah say, and we are closer to him? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigns each and every one of us two angels here. One on the right hand side, and the next ayah explains it. مَا يَلْفِضُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ إِذْ يَتَلَقَّ الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٌ. مَا يَلْفِضُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيمٌ. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps a record through these angels. So we have to know this before we conclude What is it? That we are on camera 24/7. Huh? That's taqwa. That's the lesson of Ramadan. There are two angels writing down everything. You'll see the movie of your life on the Day of Judgment. And you will be given that record. And there is nothing missing in that record. So make sure what's written in that record is always something good. Before you speak, make sure that you are saying something that will be written here, not here, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extend our life to witness Laylat al-Qadr. It could have been the 21st, the 23rd, the 25th, and guess what? It could be tomorrow, because tomorrow is the 27th. It could be the 29th, inshallah. So Allah did not tell us an exact night. Why? Because He wants us to compete and always do good. Otherwise, if we say Laylat al-Qadr is the 27th, people will only come to the 27th, 29th, and they're going to abandon the masajid or like the ibadah for the rest of the days. So inshallah, tomorrow we have a very special program. Expect us, inshallah, at 11 sharp, and we're going to be with you for 20 minutes instead of 10 minutes. There's a video. You can watch it, inshallah. And tomorrow, I will see you. Don't forget helping your masjid and giving me charity right now.